Hey there, grandkids. I hope you like that little extra introduction music there. This is Kevin. I am here with Ken for OPA number 3. How you doing tonight, Ken?
I'm doing real good, Kevin, and I appreciate the respect that you gave our opening theme by remaining completely silent during it and for several seconds afterwards.
Well, I wasn't quite sure how long it was going to carry on, so if you hadn't set it on an extra little loop there to play here, it would have helped out.
That's right. Shift the blame.
You better believe it.
So it's another week, another month, really.
Yeah, no, we have been gone for longer than we would have liked, but unfortunately both of us have been a little busier than we thought we were going to be. But in the meantime, we have found some hard-hitting topics. Mm-hmm. And one of them came to us courtesy of the New Republic, where a reporter spent a whole year in Chongqing, China, with a group of Chinese men who wanted to become a football team, an American football team. Mm-hmm. And evidently, when they started out, they, even after watching hours of NFL and whatnot, they had no concept of how to play football.
Yeah. Well, that was the interesting thing reading the article. And this was in the New Republic, right?
Yes.
Christopher Beam, I think, was the writer.
I believe so.
So he was saying that basically in China, you're either like a hardcore athlete or a hardcore student. Like, there's no, like, well, you could argue there's no student athletes in this country, Kevin.
Oh, boy. But you're going to work a little blue there if you go to that territory.
I don't want to get too controversial, but yeah. They were saying that you either were, you know, like trained to be in the Olympics or you were trained to be like a student. And they really didn't have like school sports that much. So like even like throwing a ball or things that we would take for granted.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. There was no such thing as recess.
So it was yeah. They're starting from like beyond ground zero, you know, beyond the ground floor somehow. They're starting from the sub-basement, I think.
Yeah, it sounded like a pretty piss-poor place, especially when you're considering that I think the group of gentlemen learning this were, what, somewhere between 24 to 32?
Right.
So, like, they were all out of college. So, you know, it wasn't an obsession when they were young, like where maybe you could learn it a little bit easier. So they've been, you know, non-athletic for a good portion of their lives.
Right. Yeah, no. And, yeah, they weren't all in shape. I mean, it was more of an idea of what they wanted to do. Like they talk about how they had seen a lot of American movies about football and, you know, classics like The Waterboy with Adam Sandler.
And did they actually watch the original version of, it was with Burt Reynolds. Why did I just lose it?
The Longest Yard?
The Longest Yard.
No, there's the remake. That's the
It was the remake, yeah.
That's the one they had watched, yeah. Which, you know, and it seemed like they were really into, like, the idea of, you know, identifying with these movies. That's kind of like the reason why they were doing it, I think.
And some of the guys got there because they all went by nicknames, and some of them got them from some of the football movies. Others, I can't get the one nickname was Fat Baby.
Right.
Like, I just can't shake that one from my head, like.
And they were not afraid, he wasn't afraid to use that name over and over again either in this story.
Yeah, no, he was quite proud to be named Fat Baby. So, it was quite entertaining, really.
Yeah, no, and, you know, I believe, I heard an interview with this guy, if I'm not completely off my rocker, but I'm sure he said that they were going to do a movie, or they had already sold the movie rights for this story, which is really hilarious because it seems like the whole time that they were, you know, living the events, they were thinking about it like it was a movie.
Yeah, no, they definitely, the whole time, like, it was part of the dream was for it to be a movie.
yeah.
Really, like, they were really going for the whole kit and caboodle. Oh, the other movie that they were identifying with was Rudy.
Oh, that was what got the one guy to start the team, I think they said. Or his screen name was Rudy or something like that.
Yeah.
These guys met on some kind of internet chat board, you know, and organized that way. Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's the way we would have organized a football team on the internet chat boards.
Well, you have to think, though, it's like, you know, a good place for, like, the outcasts or whatever to, you know, get together and meet up with each other, or people who are different, you know, whose interests are different than everyone else, you know, because they were like, you know, we basically, the reason that there's people there that play football is just because there's a billion people that live in China. Like, somebody is going to be doing just about everything you can think of. And these guys, you know, they're just doing football, you know, just into, like, American stuff, which I guess has really recently become okay in China, it sounds like, because it used to be kind of, well, you know, if you go back to, like, the Cultural Revolution and, you know, Chairman Mao, you know, China's really changed. That was part of the story, too, really, is how much it's changed over the years.
Oh.
To allow this kind of, like, eccentricity, I guess you'd say? Like, that's kind of what it would be like.
Definitely, because everyone kind of, they didn't interview too many people surrounding the story, because they followed more of the team aspect of it. But when they did kind of talk about the outside, perspective, it was always skeptical, like, whether it's someone's family, direct family, or friends.
Yeah, the family members would show up at games and have no idea how the game is played or what the rules were, you kind of felt for the family members in the story a little bit, too, like, they were supporting these people, but, not quite sure what was going on. And I guess it would be like if, you know, so you or I took up, like, curling, like, seriously, or...
Oh, I wouldn't even do curling. Like, I'd have to go with cricket at this point.
Cricket? Huh.
Yeah, I'm just... I mean, I've seen... there used to be this Indian... group of gentlemen who would play it down at the softball field down here all the time. But that's the only time I've seen, like, cricket on a regular basis. And you expect it, in some ways, out of the Indians, just because it's big in their culture.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's just like, oh, okay, whatever. I mean, it's not like I went down to Ohio State and watched a random game of a bunch of white guys playing...
Yeah, you didn't try out for the college or the high school cricket team, you know. Yeah, I think so. But that, yeah, I mean, to think of it, though, I guess probably cricket is more popular now in India than it is in the UK. At least that's kind of what I've heard. But obviously, I haven't taken a scientific poll.
Why did you not poll that, Ken?
You know, I'm sorry, I kind of screwed up there. Can we edit that part out? You know, I don't want to get sued by the internet police. but yeah, when this movie comes out, I'd be interested in seeing it, because I don't know how it could be bad. It's just a really an interesting story about these guys.
yeah, no, it's kind of wild, really. The whole setup, like, and I mean, it wasn't, well, and we'll link to it, if you feel like, reading it, but,
it's a long read, but it's, you know, if you're in, so keep that in mind, but
yeah, it's a good, cool human interest thing, because there's also the other aspect of it where there is, the team doesn't get organized until an American comes over.
Yeah, thanks for saying something. I almost forgot about that. Because it was this, like, you know, guy who came there to work, you know, in China for a few years, I guess, just to, you know, whatever, his first company. But he had played football in college, it sounded like?
I don't think it was Division I, but... he played college football.
Right. And so he was, you know, worlds above the local Chinese players who really, who truly had never seen anyone play football, you know, in real life. never seen it played in front of them.
Yeah, no, I mean, they were completely clueless. Like, they, because I'm trying to think, is the NFL trying to go over there? Or have they gone over there?
For sure, they're trying to.
I feel like they were trying to put a game over there. Maybe I'll have to look into that.
No, I remember. that sounds very familiar to me. But having a game in China, but I can't say for certain.
Okay. Anyway, but yeah, no, they had never seen a real game, and they definitely didn't understand the violence aspect of it. Right. In any way, like, just how that even, like, he kept on telling them, like, when they first did it, to hit him, and they were just doing it so gingerly, he kept on yelling at them to try and get him to even, and even at that point, they weren't hitting him hard enough to, like, really compete in a football game at all.
Right. No, it was more like a, you know, awkward hugging, it sounded like, than tackling. But, yeah, eventually, well, they ended up, there was some kind of league that they
it seemed like they, it honestly, this reporter almost seemed like he was over there for longer, because they were just a kind of a local team that played a couple other local teams, and then the second year was when there was this nationwide tournament, and they had a North and a South division.
A National Football League?
A National Football League of sort in China.
Just checking.
Well, I don't believe that was its actual name, smartass.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, do you know that wasn't its name?
I do. I am not completely sure.
Maybe you should conduct a poll.
that's what I'll put at the top of this show, is I'll put a poll as to whether anybody knows before actually listening whether this is the National Football League.
Okay, yeah. Is there the National... We'll work on the wording, you know, but yeah.
It'll be completely clear by the time we put it into the poll.
Do not worry, listeners. You will have already read it, so I don't know why you'd be worried about it at this point. But just don't worry about it. That's what I'm trying to say.
So, anywho, they organized a National Football League in China. And I believe they said that there were 8 teams in the North and 8 teams in the South. And they followed them through to, you know, the championship game the following year, because they actually made it. So, I mean, I feel like the article ran over more than a year's time. And it was kind of interesting, too. I mean, I guess the ending was kind of big. Like, I guess now I'm sitting here going, oh, do I want to give away the ending?
Yeah, I don't know. It feels kind of like maybe, I don't know. They do. There is kind of the typical movie villain team that they do end up playing for the championship, the Shanghai team.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it in that respect. Or at least, unless the reporter was, like, exaggerating. But it did seem pretty clear that they had set some ground rules as to how many foreigners you could have on the teams. and whatnot, and it seemed like the championship team had exceeded their limit of foreign players.
Yeah, they said it was at least half of the team was foreigners, which is a huge advantage for the reasons that we've went over already.
Yeah, because they didn't make it sound like anyone in any of these teams was outside of the age range we were talking about, 24 to 32. So, you know, I would almost pay... They wouldn't be able to do the right football scenes in a movie. Because they're always way too pretty in the movies.
Oh, well, they could make it comically, you know...
Comically inept?
Farcical, yeah. I think they could do something like that. It sounds like... I can imagine some, you know, sound effects. You know, depending on how broad they want to go. I mean, if based on the kind of movies that they were into, I think it would be good to
go more of a Waterboy route.
Oh, my God. What if they had Adam Sandler as the coach?
I mean, it does sound like an Adam Sandler kind of a movie, considering how much they liked Adam Sandler to start with. I mean, why not just honestly just go for the jugular and have him write and direct that puppy?
You know what would be good, and I would really respect from Adam Sandler, is if he was the coach of the Shanghai team, like the bad team. I think that could be really funny.
Uh-oh, Adam Sandler going for his big heel turn?
Yeah. Because they had all those, you know, foreign players, and, yeah, they were basically, like, the first time they played them, they got creamed in that first year, right?
Yeah, and I guess that's the other reason why there's kind of the time frame I wanted to clarify, just because, yeah, they had played in the season before, and I think they lost like 63-0 or something like that.
I think they ended up actually giving them 6 points, even though it wasn't technically. They picked up a failed a blocked extra point and ran
it back,
and it was not good for anything. But they let them have it, in the words of the opposing. I think the opposing coach said,
"Yeah,
all right, let them have it."
Yeah, no,
that's just too good, you know.
Yeah, no, I did not think of, like, yeah, no, it does sound like a cheesy, like, comedy movie, really, that you could make. I mean, that could be Billy Zabka on the other team, you know. I mean, you could compare it to Karate Kid or anything of the sort.
Well, yeah, that would be great, too. If I could see either Adam Sandler or the kid from Karate Kid.
Ralph Macchio?
No. The blonde, like, the bad guy who plays for the Cobra Kai dojo.
Yeah, Billy Zabka.
Yeah, thank you. Like, I think he would be a good coach for the other team, too. either would work for me. But, yeah. I don't think we should spoil the ending, but they do meet up again for the championship of the National Football League.
Yeah.
In China.
And they have a good epilogue, too, after the game to kind of show you, like, the... I mean, I guess it's just kind of an interesting insight into the mentality over there. Like, it's just... it's hard to think in those kind of,
terms.
Yeah. Like, it's just so different. Fat Baby said that, I mean, he would intentionally not go into his job, but he still had it because, like, no one got booted from their jobs.
Yeah. And then some people had to, like, travel 90 minutes to get to, practice. Like, it sounds pretty crazy. These guys were, like, pretty hardcore.
They did sound like they did a lot of work to try and learn it, because, yeah, 90 minutes to and from, or no, it was just one, was it 90 minutes one way?
I just saw 90 minutes, so I don't,
yeah.
They said they had to commute 90 minutes, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so.
That's a good question, Kevin. If any of our listeners out there know, How long did it take them? Was it really 90 minutes if you count both ways? 45 minutes each way? Or was it 90 minutes for one way? Tweet at us. Gozer33. At Stunt Granny, is that right?
Or at DeFrango11. Jesus.
But, no, so I'm looking forward to seeing that when it comes out. I think that would...
well, there is no guaranteed movie, though, yet. Well, so.
I'm guaranteeing it right now.
Yeah, no, it was a really fascinating read, and, yeah, I just thought it was worth bringing up, like, because I don't know if I could really compare it to anything, like, I don't even know if The Cricket would really compare, just because if you had any moderate, skills in, you know, any sport, I think you can pick up something, at least. Like, you might not be very good at it, but you can get around to competency, I guess, at least.
Yeah, like, I don't know, you're right, because even certain things we take for granted, like any kind of sports activity at all, it's not something that they have in their background.
Yeah, no, even if you played Little League, like, that was more than what they experienced in their childhood.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. It would be like, I'm trying to think, like, I know that the e-games is very popular, like, in South Korea. That would be kind of like bringing that over here and expecting us to perform.
E-games?
Well, these, like, video games, like, they'll like, have people packed into, like, a stadium to watch people play these, like, StarCraft and things.
Oh, my Lord, really?
That's what I mean, I haven't been there. Or conducted a poll, but that's what I've heard.
Oh, that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have seen training for that back in the day when I played a lot of video games. Like, I would have been up for something like that. Like, but then when the games really came along that they were doing tournaments for, I didn't ever play them nearly enough, like the Mortal Kombats and the Street Fighters.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I got to some level of competency with those, and maybe even half-decent, depending upon which game. Like, I think I got pretty good at Street Fighter, but Mortal Kombat really lost me.
Yeah, very different combo styles there, and... command styles, you know, I used to fancy myself to be good at those games, and then, if I'd play anyone who was any good at any, at, you know, at a certain level, I would always get creamed. Like, I was never, I could beat people who, like, really didn't play very much, but when it comes to actually someone who played a lot, I would always get, so I would never go into tournaments.
Oh, I always remembered you being better at those, honestly.
Well, maybe I'm just being modest.
Or maybe it's just because I did suck that you just kept on kicking my ass and I didn't know any different.
Well, sometimes, like, at State College, there, I guess, you know, there would be people there who obviously were at a different level than me. Like, they were doing things that I did not understand. So, I mean, or understood, but just kind of marveled at. And yeah.
Okay. Well, the only thing I can compare it to would be when Jeremy and I used to play a lot of foosball. A lot. We went to Ray's in downtown Kent all the time. And we could beat pretty much everyone, but there were about a half a dozen guys that came in, and they were like professional players.
Huh.
And they would destroy us. Like, we were the best that the bar had to offer, and we would get killed. And, I mean, we kept on playing them enough to get to the point where they weren't killing us. They were just beating us soundly.
Oh, they need to make a movie about that. Wow. That's pretty cool. Like, I wouldn't have realized that they're people, but, you know, I guess... people get into everything, really.
Yeah, like, I mean, they just do, like, a little flick of the wrist, and they just score, and you're like, fuck! Like, we're just looking at each other like, you gotta be kidding me, man.
like you don't even see the ball.
It was a bit of a blur. It was a straight line. Like, it wasn't even a bank shot, because that was always mine. Is I always knew I could get a good angle on things, and it's hard to kind of protect angles in that game. And so that's what I went with. I always went with a bank off the wall and a hard in. And yeah, no, to me, it's hard to shoot in that straight line, but man, they would just nail it home. It's just, you're just sitting there, just like looking around, like, holy fuck.
Craziness. But, yeah, and it seemed like the story, they all had a good feeling from like participating in a team activity together, which I guess they hadn't gotten other parts of their life either. So I don't know, I guess it's bound to get more popular over time, I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, if they keep on loosening, if they, because that seemed pretty loose, honestly, if they stay at that level, I would imagine that there would be more of more interest in it in the future.
Yeah. And
and if they loosen further, then obviously it would help even more.
Yeah, I mean, as more people would be able to play sports of any kind, I guess, they could kind of, you know, choose to play football.
Yeah, they got a billion people. They could churn out some football players. They could have a real National Football League. It'll be like 48 teams.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Would that even work? We have, what, 300 million in the U.S.?
It's between 3 and 4, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly where that is. But,
okie doke. Well, no.
Can you open that up there?
Well, yeah, I was going to look it up real quick.
All right. Well, I can just fill some time here then.
Well, no. I was 317 million.
There we go.
And some change, as of 2014, at least. So, yeah, like, I mean, that's three times as many people.
Right.
And we have 32 teams. Now, granted, a lot of people would maybe argue that there should be less teams than the league to raise the quality. Mm. But we all know that that's never going to happen.
Yeah, I think, you know, it seems to be doing okay for the NFL.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they go for 96 teams. They have three times the population. They can have three times the amount of teams.
Well, I'm not sure that comparatively, though, they have one times the interest in football that we do, if you know what I mean. They might have 0.25 times or something like that.
Yeah, that might cause a problem with my math.
But, yeah, so, but even with that, it would probably be pretty close to 32 teams.
Well, that is true. It's a big, big number to jump up.
A lot of people living in China.
Okie dokie. Well, I don't know. I don't have a smooth segue for this. Well, yeah, no, I don't really. Because this was another random topic that you you found today.
Yeah.
And that I just found completely hilarious and fascinating, all in the same.
Yeah, I mean, this was kind of like an urban legend, really, I thought. Like, I didn't really think it was really real, but...
Well, there supposedly is an Atari landfill in New Mexico, I believe.
Well...
This
goes back to, I think...
1983.
Yeah. E.T., the extraterrestrial, had won the hearts of people all over the world. And Atari knew that they could make some money if they made an E.T. game, right? People love E.T., they'll love an E.T. game.
Exactly.
Well, they ended up paying like a huge sum of money at the time. For as many, for to be able to use the license and everything, and this was really one of the first, you know, video game to, or movie to video game tie-in things, but But the part that they forgot, you know, great to get the licensing deal, but they only gave the guy who made the game, like, what was it? 5 weeks or something like that to make it?
Oh, no, I didn't realize that it was that,
Yeah, I looked into this one a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, no. I didn't look into it any more than the article that you sent me. So, yeah, you're gonna have to fill in that part if this game only had five. Because I feel like I had a E.T. game at some point. And yeah. I don't remember very much of it, to be completely honest with you.
Well, I know for sure that I had played this game, and it was, I think the article I was reading today said it best, is that it sucked, but not in the way that all Atari games sucked. It was like extra bad because, you know, there's blobs on the screen. You can't tell what is what it's supposed to be. And, oh, wait, somebody pointed out that River Raid was a... You know what? That was the exception to prove the rule there.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. River Raid, well, yeah.
That's River Raid and Pitfall.
You know what? Pitfall, that I might... You know what, though? I'm not sure if Pitfall would hold up.
It is at the 16-bit arcade, I believe.
I don't know. Was there ever a... Was there an arcade version of that? Do they have it there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have it there.
It's a local video game bar.
Yeah, it's a barcade.
Yeah. Wow, I see what you did there.
Well, no. They don't call themselves a barcade, do they? Because that's taken up by... Oh.
I think it's like a trademark.
But yeah, it's 16-bit bar and arcade, because barcade is a trademark in Chicago. All right,
take it easy, because we're going to have to edit out every time that you said...
barcade.
God damn it.
What did I just say? I didn't say god damn it. I didn't swear.
We don't have...
I just said barcade.
We don't have a really that big of a legal budget here for this show, so I appreciate, you know, not courting lawsuits by saying the term barcade so often.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Excellent.
Okay.
Well... To get back to the, but yeah, no, there were a couple of decent Atari games, but yeah, no, I don't think any of them hold up particularly well.
Yeah.
Hamburger Time, I was just playing that. That is a little tough.
Yeah, well, so, and you played the arcade game. The Atari version is going to be much worse. Just because of the CPUs that they were working with at the time were bad, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's still crazy that basically anything that I played in my entire childhood blows compared to my phone that I have currently.
Oh, for sure. But wait, the first Nintendo Entertainment System was 8-bit, right? So Atari correct. Must have been like 4-bits. It's like ridiculous. I mean, I could still play Nintendo. But I'm not sure I would still want to sit down and play a bunch of Atari games.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, anyway, I digress. It's a trip down memory lane here to talk about Atari. E.T. was kind of a legendary failure for Atari. And some people think that it, you know, kind of, well, basically it did, kind of seal their doom as a company. Because they made so many of these... cartridges, like I forget how many they said it was, like, you know, millions of them. And back then, I mean, the market was
3.5 million copies.
3.5 million
is
copies
is the rumored number.
Back in 83. Yeah. The video game market is huge today, but back then it was not. So I think the Wikipedia article I read said that it was it would have been too many, even if the game had been a hit, but the game was also marred by a lot of returns and unsold copies from stores, so that did not help anything.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't remember returning anything ever.
Yeah, apparently people did. But, yeah, I remember playing it, like, you fall into these pits, you gotta, like, levitate out of it, you gotta, like, look for Reese pieces, you've got, like, a health meter that you use whenever you levitate, or walk, possibly? I remember it not being fun.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about it, but I was pretty sure we had it.
Yeah, and you had to, you know, find pieces to phone home, obviously. Yeah, it was not fun. They had all these extra copies, right? What did they do with them? Well, it's, you know, probably what you would imagine. You throw them in a giant landfill in the middle of the desert in New Mexico, was it?
Yeah, it is New Mexico.
Yeah. And this was something I had heard before and been like, yeah, right. Like, that's just too good to be true. Like, this game is so bad that they had to take it and bury it where they store radioactive waste.
Yeah, but evidently, who is it? I'm trying to think of who, or I'm trying to look up who this is. Oh, Fuel Entertainment Studios procured the rights to dig up this legendary plot of land.
Oh, yeah, fast forward to, what is this, 2013?
Yeah, no, 30 years later.
Yeah.
Or, hold on. Yeah, 30 years later.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 30 years later, these guys bought the rights to dig here, and they had to get permits from the local, you know, or they had to get rights from the dump site to actually dig there, too.
To dig up these legendary Atari games of E.T., the movie.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, and they reference it in the article, opening up Al Capone's vault. They're... Because it's all rumor, it's not completely sure, although there were some people that attested to the fact that this did, in fact, happen, including the guy who ran the junkyard, I believe.
They interviewed somebody in the story who said, you know, that it did happen, but I think it was, like, also, like, parts from their factory and things like that, because they were kind of getting rid of everything, I guess.
Yeah, it was a massive dump, so they're not completely sure what they're going to find, but, and who wrote about this article? Ars Technica is the website, but they're going to be out there all weekend with them reporting on what they find.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to be, like, doing little dispatches, which I find hilarious.
Yeah, no, that's pretty awesome. We should send a link to that, or post a link to that, so that if anyone is interested, they can get the news there. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I wonder if they will find anything. I mean, what is the best case scenario? I guess they find a bunch of these E.T. games?
I suppose the best case scenario is actually having the games completely intact so that you can play one. To me, that would be it. But I mean, depending upon how much trash it's been on top of, I mean, it is probably smoldering down there.
I guess best case would be it was like hooked up to a machine, plugged into a TV that worked, and then you could just start playing right then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you want to experience... I mean, that's why you're digging that up, right, is to experience the E.T.?
I hope they would have brought it, like, a generator with them or something, so they could hook a TV up out there. Guys, if you're listening, bring a generator.
You're welcome. If you haven't thought about this already.
You're welcome. Yeah. But, yeah. I thought that was pretty interesting, at least to me.
Yeah, no, that was just a fun one, and I guess we can keep on moving along here to our at least right now third and final topic. Lord only knows what else we'll wander off to, but You also had an article pulled up about Marvel's Original Sin, but before we got to that, I wanted to make note of Jeremy's, well, large presence on this show tonight already, but for my birthday, he got me the Marvel Ultimate Character Guide and DC Comics Ultimate Character Guide, because the last time we discussed comics, we kept on screwing up the universes left and right, evidently, and it was driving him batshit crazy. So he gave me these so that we can learn from them, so that we can keep the universes straight.
Yeah.
And as of this point, since WrestleMania, I have not read one page of either of them.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. See, that looks like the kind of thing I would read, because I like geek out about all these like little details and like stupid shit. Like, who cares what about, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I haven't even really... I had another... I'm trying to finish off another book, and I just haven't been reading that much, trying to kill off my DVR.
Yeah.
So, I've just done a poor job of reading since coming back from WrestleMania, which hasn't helped. Yeah, I need to check to see... Oh, yeah, we got...
Well, you got some backbenchers there, huh?
Huh?
You got some backbenchers there, it looks like.
Back...
In this book, like, it's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it looks like they've got everyone here, because I just opened up to a random page. We have Demolition, because this is from the Marvel universe. We got Demolition Man.
Oh, the classic hero.
And Diamondback, neither of which I am familiar with.
Oh, Demolition Man bears somewhat of a resemblance to Wolverine.
Just a marginally large amount like Wolverine, except he has a D on his chest and no adamantium.
Well, we should post a picture so that people know what we're talking about here.
Yeah, we can get around to all this fun stuff. But, it does have dumb minutiae in here, like, real name, occupation, which is hilarious.
Do they have blood type?
No blood type. Oh. Yeah, I was just gonna look one up on Google, but if you want to do it that way, that's fine.
Sorry to mess up your flow.
No, you're not messing up the flow as long as you're, like, posting it immediately. But, yeah, and they're giving a little, back history, too, here, of who the person is. So, oh, power, oh my gosh, okay, there's a power rank category to them here.
Oh, I saw some kind of numbers down there, I wasn't sure what that was.
Yeah, no, I like I said, I have not read this at all, so.
You can see who's stronger than who, basically.
Yeah, let's, I'm going to go to the front here to see if they give me an explanation. Oh, wow, Annihilus. Who the shit is that? His occupation is Conqueror.
That's a good occupation.
That's a pretty fun one.
I wonder what the benefits are like, though. The Conqueror's Union? I haven't really heard much about them.
The Conqueror's Union.
I don't know what kind of deals they get, yeah. But nice work if you can get it.
Yeah, no, they don't have an index as to what the power units are, because I'm not completely sure what energy protection is meant to be.
Huh.
Because strength makes sense, durability makes sense, fighting skill, fine, intelligence makes sense, speed. Okay, energy, oh, projection. I'm sorry, I should have maybe read it. That would have helped.
Energy projection?
Projection, yeah.
Well, I don't know what the hell that means.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't help either. And I'm not quite sure what the maximum number is. That's the other thing about giving you a guide. It appears as if 6 is the top-out number.
So, Jeremy, if you're out there listening, we're going to need an instruction manual for this manual that you sent us. Because...
Yeah,
it's not really clear.
Yeah, you got to help us out here, Chief. So, oh my god. Yondu? Who the fuck is that?
Yondu. Wow.
And there are a number of people that their occupation is adventurer.
That's, you know what? I'm going to call bullshit there. Adventurer does not pay money. It costs money to be an adventurer. I mean,
well, if you're an adventurer actor, is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I guess unless you're like, what would you be doing? How would you earn money being an adventurer?
I don't. They call Wolverine an adventurer. Along as a former spy.
That's kind of a nice way of saying he's like a vagabond or, I don't know, maybe a hobo. Hobo?
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't like the way this one's drawn, to be completely honest with you. It looks a little weird. I like him having big furry chops.
Maybe we should do a compare and contrast here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not a big fan of that, that Wolverine, to be completely honest with you. So.
Thumbs down, Wolverine.
Oh, see, now he has a fighting skill of 7, so there are numbers above 6. What the fuck? Because even the back isn't showing any number quotient here.
There's a 7 there for whatever.
Yeah, there are a couple of 7s here now.
Adam Warlock gets a 7.
He got a pair of them.
Ooh, pair of 7s.
Yeah. She's got a pair of 7s, too.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, the thing that got me interested was they're doing some kind of summer event with the comics. But it's the death of the Watcher, I guess. And I always remember reading those What If comics from Marvel, where they were usually pretty silly. But, I mean, sometimes they were like, you know, serious. But they would be, like, different events that would happen in alternate universes. Because the Watcher is this guy who lives on the moon, naturally. And he, what would you guess his occupation is?
I would guess his occupation is Watcher.
Correct. Yeah. I don't know how well that pays. It seems like he doesn't need anything, so
I wonder if I should look up the Watcher here.
Totally. Thank God we have this resource at our fingertips now.
No, the Watcher is not in here.
You need to realize that T comes after R and S, so if you you
so may got find if you War continue. Machine, Warlock, Wasp, Wasp 2, and then we got Wizard. Sorry, we're out of WAs.
Is it? It's not under T for the Watcher.
The. Okay, we'll go with T. I don't think so.
Anyway, it's like the Watcher is. You continue looking. The Watcher is killed.
Thanks for the instructions.
Yeah, the Watcher is killed in this story, which he's some kind of a immortal guy, so it's kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
But then it's also found out that his eyes were missing. And so whoever has his eyes is able to see everything that the Watcher knew of. And apparently he knew some crazy shit.
Yeah. Because that was kind of funny. They started talking about everyone having, like, dirty secrets. And I was laughing because it immediately made me think of, in one of the new Robot Chickens, they were doing a eulogy or Batman was trying to do a eulogy for someone. He goes, oh, fuck it. Everyone's died in here. We're going to die again. Screw it. I'm done with this. And he walks away from the eulogy.
Wow.
I was about in tears and just kind of thinking about, because the guy, the writer was just talking about how it's going to affect the Marvel Universe for the foreseeable future. And it's just like, well, whatever, you're just going to kind of reset it at some point anyway. So, you know, I'm not too worried about what you're going to bring here.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's it's amazing that they've had this story going so long in comics where they've, like, had to change things and, like, go back in time and, like, you know, all right, so the DC Universe had their crisis on Infinite Earths or whatever, where there was, like, all these timelines were interacting, and then they were able to, like, meld things down to one. I mean, you can do anything you want in comic books, so it's like, I guess, you know, they'll be able to get out of it somehow if things are a little too crazy, but...
Oh, well, yeah.
It's still a comic book, but, you know, if you're into that stuff, I thought that was kind of interesting.
I never quite got that deep with the comics. Like, I kind of bought select stuff and followed it, but, like, I never got into the battles or anything like that. I remember the one time, I believe you got me one, or I read one that you'd gotten from the library that was the Zombie X-Men or some crazy shit like that.
Oh, it's Marvel Zombies, yeah.
Marvel Zombies.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
Yeah, that's the one alternate universe thing that sticks out to me, having read at a younger age.
Yeah, well, I mean, you weren't that young. I mean, don't kid yourself. But it was, that one was weird, because the superheroes all become zombies, but keep their zombie power, or superhero powers. So basically all the superheroes eat everyone else on planet Earth and are just kind of left... with themselves, and they were also able to use their intelligence somewhat. So,
they didn't completely lose their minds like real zombies, I guess. You know, I mean, real zombies, their brains kind of turn to mush, and they can't really do anything or think for themselves at all.
Yeah, I mean, if you're starting from a point where basically the zombies have already won, then I think that's basically where the story's. Picks up for Marvel Zombies, then it's like, you can't really have them just being mindless, because half your characters are going to be mindless, right? So
right.
You got to do something with it, so I understand that. But, it was pretty strange to see people like Spider-Man and, well, yeah, the Hulk bites off Silver Surfer's head, I think, at one point. That was pretty entertaining. Zombie Hulk. Yeah.
Zombie Hulk. Gotta love it.
So, yeah. Check out Marvel Zombies if you like zombies and comic books. This is right up your alley.
Oh, man. Well, I believe I promised to do a sippy time beer at the end of every one of these shows. So, I'm going to mention what you brought up right beforehand here. And it's the Coors Golden Banquet beer in the old-style can, or bottle, I should say. That's it kind of looks like the little Mickey's bottles, except
or
it's
like
not a white.
Red Stripe or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Red Stripe. But, that's the Sippy Time beer for tonight. I got some more research that I'm sure to crack after this wraps up here. And, that's it for me.
Okay, well, it's a great episode. I think everyone's going to enjoy it out there.
And you know what? I did forget one thing, since that's going to just be a lame send-off.
Yeah.
At Stunt Granny, at DeFrango11, at Gozer33 for Ken, at Granny Maze, at Stunt Dusty. All on Twitter. We have our Facebook page, we have the regular page, we have our email, which is at Gmail, stuntgranny@gmail.com. So, have a good night, grandkids.
Peace out.